Hello and welcome to What Mortgage TV and the Mortgage Nights one-to-one. I'm Ben Wilkie, the editor of What Mortgage, and I'm here with Mike Cook, who's head of personal lending at Post Office Mortgages. Today we're going to be talking about remortgaging. When should borrowers start to think about remortgaging?
The timing of remortgage depends on many factors, and one of the most important things is, are you currently tied into your existing mortgage? So for example, if you are 3 years through a 5-year fixed rate, it'd be quite costly to leave the lender at that point. You may have to pay early repayment charges, so you need to go to a significant saving on a mortgage in order to make that financially viable. Another thing as a rule of thumb is try to look 2 months before your current deal comes to an end. So for example, if you're on a 2-year tracker rate, try to have a look around two months before that comes to an end, or a 3-year fixed rate, just as it's coming to an end. And the other important thing to do is don't compare your rate that you're on today, because in 2 months' time, you are likely to move to the lender's standard variable rate, or SVR. And this is the rate a lender charges when you've come off your sort of enticement period, your fixed rate or your tracker. That rate can be, most lenders, that rate is set by them from on a periodic basis and doesn't necessarily have to reflect anywhere near the introductory rate that you've been paying. So it's something to look at what that rate is going to be, and that's the rate you need to compare to the mortgage market. So when you go and have a look around, the other thing to do is to look at the fees involved as well. So for example, you may see a very cheap rate that may have a sort of £2,000 or £3,000 fee to take that mortgage out. So you've got to look at the savings involved. So are you better staying where you are, making a monthly payment, or do you pay fees to move and sort of end up paying over the longer term a pretty similar amount of money? But also look at things like arrangement fees and valuation fees and things like that. And a lender will happily disclose what they are when you're looking at a new deal.
What kind of remortgage deals are available and how do they work?
Remortgage deals tend to work in a standard way. So a basic remortgage is along the lines of when you apply to a new lender, they will produce a survey to test the value of your house, and there's also legal fees involved in changing, if you like, the deeds from one lender to another. And then when it completes, they simply pay off your old lender and the outstanding amount that you owe them and transfer it to the new lender. Some of them, and most lenders indeed, allow you to what they call release equity, which is quite simply borrow more than you currently owe today. And this can work in a variety of ways. So for example, if the house you bought maybe 3 years ago has gone up in value, you can actually move to a better deal because you've got more what they call equity. You've got more money sitting in the house that is essentially your deposit for your new mortgage. And as a financial example, if you bought a house for £100,000 and you put down a deposit of £15,000, so you borrowed £85,000. Now, when you move to a new mortgage, say 3 years later, your house price may have gone up in value. You may have paid off more of that £85,000. So actually, you're in a better shape. You've got more money available to you to put down as a deposit on a new property. They tend to have different flavours of remortgages. Some will offer you no upfront valuation fees. Some will charge a small or a large upfront fee. Some will charge for legal costs. Some will do them for free. So it's key to look around and look at the monthly payment, most importantly, and what you pay over a certain amount of time. From our own perspective, we've just launched a few what we call fee saver deals, which are particularly attractive to remortgage customers because there's no arrangement fee, there are no legal costs, and a standard valuation is included as well. So it makes changing your mortgage lender very, very easy and very cost effective with no upfront fees.
We're currently in an environment where the Bank of England base rate is at an all-time low. How does this affect mortgage rates?
The Bank of England base rate at a very simple level is what the Bank of England would charge a bank to borrow money on a short-term basis. At the moment, it's 0.5%. Now, with a tracker mortgage, which is quite a popular choice, that follows the Bank of England base rate over a period of time. So, for example, if you have a 2-year tracker, it will follow the Bank of England base rate plus a margin over that period of time. With a fixed rate, it's slightly more complicated because over the period of a fixed rate, if you choose a 5-year fixed rate, for example, the financial guys try and predict what's going to happen to bank base rates over the next 5 years to make sure that it reflects future indicative costs as well. So it's why you tend to pay a little bit more for fixed rates. So that certainty and the same amount of payment over a certain amount of time that everybody's happy with a contract for that duration.
What other factors affect what lenders charge?
There are a few other factors as well. One of them, for example, is that the majority of money that banks lend today is funded by savings and current accounts. So in a low base rate environment, at the moment it's 0.5%, to attract savers into your bank, you need to pay somewhat more than that. So if you're paying sort of nearer 3% to a saver and that money has been lent out, of course it needs to make a return for everybody involved and be a profitable and sustainable proposition for a bank. And I think one of the other factors as well is regulation and different things that banks have to adhere to these days. It's a slightly different environment. So banks do need to keep a lot more money back to cover the risks involved in any kind of lending, which is costly for a bank as well. I think one of the other things in a simple format is speed of lending. If you went out with an incredibly cheap rate, you would do an awful lot of business and probably lend your annual target of lending in 1 month. So what does your company and all your staff do for the other 11 months in a year? So there's quite a lot of factors that go into mortgage pricing as well.
Is now a good time to remortgage?
Question often asked is it a good time to remortgage? And I think with Bank of England base rates been at a historic low at 0.5% for quite a while, the general belief is that can only go up. The hard part to answer that is when that will start to go up and how quickly it will rise, and will it go back to previous levels, will it go higher, will it stay low for a few years. The FSA have recently announced some statistics that actually some 37% of all existing mortgage borrowers are actually on a rate of 4.5% or more. Now, with many tracker and fixed deals starting with a 2 or a 3 in front of the percentage, to many it seems like actually it is now a pretty good time to remortgage. But the key thing to look at is all the costs involved as well, to see if it's financially viable for you to do so. So, for example, any upfront fees you may pay, valuation or legal costs, but also speak to any potential lender about what the ongoing costs are once you've completed and you've completed your remortgage. Just something to be wary of is something called booking fees, which are often charged at the point of application. These can range from anything from £150 to sort of £2,000, and that's in the lender's language to sort of secure the deal, to make sure that the funds are available for you. But just be wary that sometimes it's at the discretion of the lender whether they're refunded or not. And something at the post office, we're a keen advocate not to charge either. So when you look around the deal and you look at all the costs involved and it's financially viable, look at the period over that fixed rate as well, or tracker rate. So if it's over 2 years, but you've got to pay a certain amount of fee up front, you've just got to make sure that over that cost over the 2 years that it's a good thing to do. So there's a few things involved, but actually nothing that listing all the costs, listing the monthly payments, it's actually fairly simple to work out.
How should borrowers decide what type of mortgage is right for them?
There are a few ways to choose the right type of mortgage, and I think with the bank base rate being quite low, as we've talked about, trackers can appear very cheap at the moment, but just got to bear in mind there is a good probability that they will go up over the period. So, for example, if you're looking at a 2-year tracker that will move with the Bank of England base rate over 2 years, if that goes up, your monthly payment will go up, and you've got to be very, very confident that that won't put you under strain and you can afford it. So if you're using a mortgage payment calculator online and you're putting in the size of loan you want and the interest rate that you're interested in, it will tell you the monthly payment today. If you find a calculator that allows you to enter the rate itself, and there are plenty available if you just do a search online, so just increase that rate by a quarter of a percent, 0.25, or a 0.5%, or even 1%. Nobody really knows what it's going to go up. Just be reassuring that you can afford it if it does go up. Fixed rates are always a good seller because you fix the rate from day one for a set period. So you can have a 2-year, a 3-year, some people like 5 and 10 year rates, because it takes any uncertainty out. You can budget on a monthly basis. There are no surprises, but they are a little bit, do tend to be dearer than a tracker rate. So one, you're kind of gambling a little bit that rates will maintain in your monthly budget. The other one, you just know from the off. Just gotta be careful with the mentality, which a lot of people have, of changing their mortgage very regularly. You keep paying additional fees, you may add them to your loan, and your loan isn't really getting much smaller over the number of years you're taking your mortgage out as well. So with fees involved as well, the Fee Saver products we've just launched on the post office as well, just cut out that arrangement fee, the valuation fee and the legal fee, so there's no upfront cost at all, just to switch to a fixed rate.
Where should borrowers look for mortgage information?
There are actually plenty of places that borrowers can look for information. One of the most obvious ones and most popular is the internet, to do searches. And there's lots of sites with lots of information, or lenders' websites themselves. For example, the post office have downloadable guides for first-time buyers, people remortgaging or looking to get into buy-to-let. And there's plenty of information out there for people as well. Another popular way is to actually just go and talk to the lenders themselves, whether that's face to face in a branch or it's over the telephone, to get your questions answered and to feel comfortable that it's a suitable product for you, and also it's a suitable person or a company you want to do business with as well. Another one is the printed press, another good source of information, whether that be newspapers or publications such as around at What Mortgage, which the information is tailored for people who are looking to either get onto the housing ladder or remortgage. And the final one, which is a fairly traditional one, is to go and talk to an independent financial advisor or a mortgage broker to get their views on the mortgage market, on the products that are available as well. Some will charge for the advice, some won't, but you can just have that discussion up front as well.
If borrowers are comfortable with their choice, in many cases they can apply for their mortgages online or by telephone. What are the advantages of this?
There are many advantages for going down the online route, which is the most popular way now. And one of them, the main advantage, is speed and certainty. So, for example, you go to the post office website, you choose the product that you wish to do a quotation or illustration on, and then we ask you a few questions. You put in the answers about your income, the type of property you want to buy or remortgage. And we do something called an approval in principle, which does a very quick credit search to test credit worthiness, and we also do a few checks on affordability based on your income, and a decision will come back in seconds. And if you wish to progress to a full online application, we ask a few more questions, and in total end to end shouldn't take really more than 25 to 30 minutes. So you've got the speed, you've got the certainty, you've got a sort of pre-decision, and if you need to pay for example a valuation fee up front, you can do that using a credit or debit card. So that's why it's got more convenient to fit in with the way online sort of shopping in general as and transactions tend to go. So compared to a paper-based application form, it's much quicker. There's no postage involved. You get that certainty of decision up front as well. The other method is telephone. Now, some people aren't quite as confident. They may have a more complicated case. They may be, for example, self-employed or be buying a slightly non-conforming sort of property that may be a bit grand designs or a bit quirky. They need to speak to somebody about it as well, or need the extra reassurance of speaking to a human being. And at the post office as well, the people are more than happy to field any kind of questions. And if complicated, underwriters are on hand to speak to as well, to answer the more complicated questions. So of the two most popular choice of internet and telephone, it's really down to you as an individual which you're most confident doing, whether you want to speak to somebody or you want that speed and direct transaction of the internet. The choice is yours.
Mike, thanks very much indeed for taking the time to speak to us today. And thank you too for watching. Don't forget to check back on What Mortgage TV for future updates.